You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. There's no place like home for the holidays, even if it isn't yours. The annual Christmas at the Mansions tour is coming up Saturday, December 10th at the David Davis Mansion, Ewing Manor, and a mystery mansion in the Twin Cities. And there's another opportunity to see Ewing Manor all dolled up for the holidays on December 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. The manor is fully decked out inside and out. And Tony Tucker, the director of the Ewing Cultural Center, says this year they have two decor themes at the manor.
Last October, the Ewing Parks 1, 2, and 3, which Hazel Buck Ewing donated to the city of Bloomington, were designated by the Audubon Society as important bird areas. And part of that dedication was to honor Hazel Buck Ewing because she initiated all the original plannings in those parks to attract wildlife and birds. And she kept a journal of all the birds she saw on the property. So her bedroom this year, which is large, is decorated with the theme of birds. And Wild Birds Unlimited, they came and decorated it for us.
Now, are you incorporating the very birds that she did see? I'm sure she saw cardinals and the like.
Cardinals, blue jays, lots of robins, of course.
So it's a holiday theme with birds.
Yes.
What's the other theme?
Last summer, one of the grandchildren of Hazel Buck Ewing had several photos of Christmas at Sunset Hill, which is what they called their home.
Had anyone seen these before outside the family?
No.
Wow.
And they had one Christmas tree in the loggia on the main floor, which today we would call a Four Seasons room. And that Christmas tree is decorated. It was a flocked tree.
Flocked?
And it had tinsel.
What, is this a color photograph?
Black and white.
Okay.
But it shows it was about a four-foot tree on a table with a skirt, and all the grandchildren had their stockings hung around it. So in the loggia this year, we are taking that photo and recreating that Christmas. We've shared the photo with our volunteers, and several of them have those type of ornaments that they are loaning us. We have a volunteer who's actually sewing the stockings to look like the ones. And then the Christmas tree skirt, I'm making one to look like that.
So what about the rest of the mansion? Does it reflect what Hazel Buck Ewing would have done in her day?
Well, they had the one Christmas tree, and the reason for that was she was born on December 25th, and so they celebrated Christmas in the morning and early afternoon, and then in the late afternoon, it was her birthday. So they did not celebrate Christmas past 4 p.m. It was to celebrate her birthday.
Amazing.
And this was from the grandchildren, very strict. That's how it was every year. So she had a lot of flowers in the house, poinsettias, roses, Christmas cards, which we have several of her cards.
The original cards?
Yes.
Wow, she kept them.
But we display, but we have many trees around the house that they would not originally have had.
Are you going to have any music playing while people come in to tour the manor?
From 3 to 4, the Sunshine Bells will be playing music for us in the loggia. They're a group of 30 bell ringers. However, because of our size, we have 6 that will be there from 3 to 4 that you can come and listen to the bell ringers.
And that's on December the 10th.
Correct.
Tony, how long does it take to set up Christmas in Ewing Manor?
We start the day after Halloween, so November 1st.
Wow.
It takes us a week and a half, and we have over 25 volunteers that come in and they help us. Our gardener, Heather Vazella, she sort of directs us of what each room, because we try to make it different every year. We don't want people coming every year and seeing the same old thing. So we try to make it a little different and exciting to come and see what's new this year. And then we actually decorate with live greens the 2 days before the December 10th tour. And the dining room is all live greens, and we have 3 live trees in the house.
I'll bet it smells wonderful.
It's fabulous. I don't want to go home.
Oh, I don't blame you.
We have a fireplace. I just want to turn it on, get a cognac.
And just sit back and enjoy. That's Tony Tucker, director of the Ewing Cultural Center. The Christmas at the Mansions tour is December 10th. at Ewing Manor, David Davis Manor, and a mystery mansion. And there's another tour of Ewing Manor coming up December 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.